I'm great because spring is beginning.
That's exactly right. We'll get a nice teaser of it throughout the weekend, which is a good deal. And February is wrapping up, so that means the final Tuesday in February, which is coming up in just a few days, is the school board meeting, and you will have a very busy one coming up on Tuesday night. Tell us what we need to know before Tuesday.
Well, one of the things that will happen is that the superintendent is going to announce her recommendation and what will happen with the length of our instructional day, which means when it will begin, when students start school and when students end school for both our elementary and our middle and high school. So we'll be waiting to hear that decision on Tuesday.
And to be clear on that, we talked about this last week. The board's job is to advise the superintendent. The board has nothing to say in this decision. Is that correct?
In this decision, yes, that's what it appears to be. And we had, as you know, three scenarios that the committee developed after looking at all kinds of different options. How can you make this work with two-tiered transportation to get our buses to drop off one set of students and then go back and get more students for the next round, knowing that, there's darkness in the morning, there's darkness in the evening, when do we want kids, how long do we want kids on buses, and at what times? So, knowing all that and taking all the input that came from parents and staff and the community in a variety of ways, including a three-tiered survey that our teachers took, the superintendent will make the decision based on all that input.
And that decision will be made on Tuesday night. There'll be public comment if necessary, but it's not going to affect anything.
Right.
This decision's already been made, correct?
Public talks before the meeting gets started, but the decision will be announced, if it is announced, by the superintendent, and public comment will not change that.
Let's take this back one step, because I just want to... what was the genesis of this coming to the forefront? Why is it going to be changed? Why were these surveys done? Why was everything going on? And if the decision is made, whatever the decision will be that we've always talked about, that there'll be a faction of the people that will not like this decision.
Right.
Is there a pattern? Is there a law? Is there a resolution that says this can be changed only once every 2 years, 5 years, 2 months, 6 months? Can this come up again next year? I don't know the answers.
That's a really good question, Glass. You know, we could change this every year if we want, but, you know, I don't think that, you know, we want to be predictable and we want to be consistent, so we're not going to keep changing it. You know, we did have the shortest day in the state a number of years ago, and a lot of people, I mean, that was one of the things I heard ever since I first was on the board, that our day is too short, we need more instructional time. So as a result of that, I don't remember, 4 or 5 years ago, the day was changed. It was lengthened for both elementary and high school. After seeing it for a few years, I think most people agree that the elementary day is just too long. So that was part of the genesis, that we had had a lot of reports from teachers and from parents. You know, kids just weren't engaged after a certain length of time, and teachers were dealing with a lot of negative behavior. So that was one of the things. The other thing was when we were talking about the calendar, a lot of people testifying in those hearings said, in addition to the calendar, you need to look at the length of day, particularly the length that the time that elementary kids are in school, and the fact that there are so many studies that say high school kids would do better if we started later. So that's been around for, you know, people talking about that for a couple of years. But I think it really, you know, during those calendar committee hearings, people took note. And so the superintendent responded to that and put together a group to look at the length of the instructional day.
And that's now we're looking for the Goldilocks solution, right? Porridge is too cold. We need something that's just right.
Well, I think like any organization, it's a good idea to look at your practices and policies every so often and see if it's accomplishing what you want it to accomplish.
No, that's stop right there. What is that goal? Is there a stated goal somewhere that says when we shorten the school day, we wanted this to happen, and when we lengthen the school day, we wanted that to happen? Were those goals accomplished, or are these just words we're throwing about to justify our existence?
Well, you know, the number one thing is kids and safety and learning. So we want to maximize the learning and the achievement of our students. if little kids are in school too long, that it's a detriment to their learning, then we're not accomplishing what we need to. If high school students are going to school too early and they're not functioning well, then maybe we're not accomplishing our goal of teaching and learning. So that's what was looked at. And I know a lot of people have pointed to the fact that since we've had the longer day,
test scores are up, graduation's up, everything's up.
We've had, but I'm not sure that you can automatically correlate that one factor, because we've had other things that occurred too. We had our professional learning communities where teachers are collaborating more. They've been focusing more in on standards. We also had a new superintendent during that time. So maybe that was the factor. We also had referendum funds that allowed us to hire more teachers and decrease class sizes and to add interventionists and preventionists. So maybe that's the reason. We have a whole lot of factors, I think, that have gone into making us a much better school corporation. And I don't know if we can isolate one of those and say that's
well, and I think that's the angle. If it's not broke, why fix it? You just mentioned all these great things that are going on. Why would you want to disturb that such a wonderful pattern?
Well, and maybe that's the answer, Glass.
Oh, that's right, because that's a possible answer. That's one of the three solutions, is not doing anything, correct?
Exactly. Right. And so what the superintendent did was say, we've had a lot of comments, we've had a lot of feedback, so let's look. Let's see if it's doing what it should be doing. And again, we've had so many reports from the elementary schools that it seems pretty clear that the elementary school day is too long because kids just aren't functioning well in the afternoons.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning here at WGCL and checking with us every Thursday. They both sit on the MCCSC school board. The school board meeting is coming up. What time, Keith, on Tuesday?
6:00.
Perfect. And that's the final Tuesday, or the fourth Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that correctly, because the fourth Tuesday of every month can be a little bit different. What else is on the, what else we need to get
covered?
Well,
first of all, there's a big event tonight that we've already talked about here, and it's the Habitat for Humanity dinner and silent auction and all those other things at the convention center for Bloomington High School North that has built, what, Sue, 10 years in a row?
I think this is going on their 15th year, and this will, and these funds that they raise is what enables them to help purchase some of the product and help them build their next house. So they're on a roll, and I unfortunately can't attend tonight, but it's always it's just a whole lot of fun. The silent auction has some great items, especially some art items mm-hmm. that come out of North High School. Some really good deals, and then the live auction is always really fun with a good meal and a lot of good company and people gathering together.
Well, it's the largest high school chapter in the country, and they do great things. Another thing, and you made reference to it, is the people still saying about the referendum, and there have been a lot of things in the newspaper, and one of the issues now that is clearly out there is how much is being asked for and what that'll do to people's taxes, and you wanted to mention that.
Well, yeah, because we did talk about that at our work session, but Glass and I didn't get a chance to talk about it a whole lot last week. But I think for people who have been critical or have questioned the way that money was spent, they will be greatly relieved that they can go online at the school website, and there is a page of items for referendum expenditures, and it details, I mean, this is pretty explicit and precise and detailed in terms of salaries or programs, breaking it down to like the Honey Creek support staff salary or community-based teachers or literacy coach salaries. It breaks everything down so that it can be seen how much is projected to be spent in 2017 and 2018. But the really, really good news, I think, for this community is as we ask to continue the referendum, we're asking for a reduction in the tax rate impact. For the last 6 years, it's been 14.2 cents on an app. It's about 14.2 cents tax rate. And that translated to $97 annual tax rate on an average residential home that had a market value of $156,000. Now, in the year 2015, the average assessed for the average home that the county is saying is $165,000, we're going to lower the tax rate to 11.5 cents for the next 6 years, which turns out to be, for that average home, $86. So that has reduced the tax rate impact by $11 a year. Who reduces their taxes? We are.
Mm-hmm. And the important thing is that this is not a new tax. It's a continuation and a lessening of that continuation. So those are things people need to remember.
Right. So we're lowering the tax rate. What people will be paying in a continuation of the referendum is actually a lower tax that will be in place for 3 years. Instead of collecting $7.5 million or a little bit over that, we will be collecting about $7.3 million, and we'll be supplementing some of that from our great cash surplus that we were able to build up through the referendum because it was so dangerously low. So I think that's good news for everyone. We're going to be able to continue doing what we're doing and what we've been doing so well at a decreased tax rate for everyone.
Just before we let you go, the Franklin Initiative is going to recognize Monroe County teachers a week from yesterday, next Wednesday. And that recognition includes a Lifetime Achievement Award for Superintendent DeMuth.
And we couldn't be prouder, could we? I mean, this is great. It's wonderful. The public is invited. You can certainly go online to the Chamber of Commerce, which sponsors the Franklin Initiative, or to the MCCSC website. And this will be next Wednesday at Franklin Hall on IU's campus. So, we're always pleased that Franklin Initiative does this, and we get to honor and recognize our teachers throughout the county, but especially proud that we're able to support Superintendent DeMuth and her Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, and in fairness, too, this is RBB and MCCSC.
Exactly. The Franklin Initiative does that for the entire county.
All right, what time is the meeting on Tuesday?
6 o'clock.
And it's open to the public?
Yes, it's open to the public. And where does it take place?
East, North, Southwest Drive.
Exactly. There you go.
The administration building.
Which is on
North Drive.
By South High School.
Mm-hmm.
North of South.
Exactly right.
How's that? Okay.
East of 37.
Well, okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
West of the Atlantic
South
Ocean.
Mm-hmm. South of downtown.
That's right. Just bring your compass, and you'll know where that's at. We have fun with that, and we make fun. But, again, one of three options will be presented as the new school day, which will begin in the 2016-17 school year, and that will be the crux of that meeting coming up on Tuesday night. We'll get all the details from the Teacher Initiative Wednesday Gala, the Tuesday meeting, next Thursday right here, same bat time, same bat channel.
Okie dokie. I'll see you next Thursday.